Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Wednesday, May 27th. We'll tell you why today's astronaut launch is historic and why some say it'll start a new era of human spaceflight. Also, why an on-camera arrest is causing national outrage and what's being done about it. Plus, what got Twitter to fact-check the president, what to expect from the newest video streaming service launching today, and where to find J.K. Rowling's latest release. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It'll be a historic moment years in the making. Today, for the first time, humans will board a SpaceX rocket and launch into space. And here are a couple of the reasons this is such a big deal. For one, it's the first time ever a private commercial company, instead of a government space agency, will send American astronauts into orbit. And two, it's the first launch to send humans into space from American soil in nearly a decade. Remember, NASA retired the space shuttle program in 2011, and since then, the U.S. has relied mostly on Russia to take American astronauts to the International Space Station. Now, experts say today could mark the beginning of a new era of human spaceflight and maybe even space tourism. NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are flying today on SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft. And by the way, they'll be wearing some sleek new spacesuits. They're scheduled to blast off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 4:33 p.m. Eastern Time. The pair is headed to the International Space Station, and if all goes well, they should arrive just before noon tomorrow. That said, there is some concern weather could be an issue today and might force a delay. If it does happen, though, you can watch the launch live. NASA and SpaceX will be streaming it online or watch on TV, as most major news outlets will be airing the milestone mission. Advocates are calling for justice after the death of a black man in Minneapolis police custody. A bystander's video captured the violent arrest of George Floyd. It shows an officer kneeling on Floyd's neck, even though Floyd was already in handcuffs and begging for mercy. In the video, you can hear Floyd say, "I can't breathe," several times. Then he reportedly passed out. An ambulance took Floyd to a hospital, but he died a short time later. The police chief fired all four officers involved in that arrest. And a police spokesman admitted kneeling on someone's neck is not allowed. The police department says Floyd was originally arrested because he matched the description of a forgery suspect. They also say he appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol and had resisted arrest. Thousands of protesters marched through the streets of Minneapolis last night, demanding criminal charges be filed. The FBI has launched an investigation into possible civil rights violations. As of early this morning, though, no charges have been filed. Some new data shows how quickly the new coronavirus is spreading in all 50 states. 24/7 Wall Street looked at confirmed new cases per capita last week, or in other words, it calculated the average number of new cases for every 100,000 people. The five states where the virus seems to be spreading the fastest right now are Rhode Island, Illinois, Delaware, Massachusetts, and Maryland. In each of those states, the daily infection rate over the last week is more than double the national average. It's likely because they're all densely populated, but also because people may not be following social distancing guidelines as strictly as people in, say, New York, which keeps seeing improvement. Actually, New York just reached a new milestone yesterday. It reported the lowest number of daily COVID-19 deaths since March. Governor Cuomo is calling it a pivot point for the state. It's also worth noting that overall, the spread of the new coronavirus seems to be slowing in the U.S., though tens of thousands of Americans do continue to be infected every day. House lawmakers had planned to vote remotely on new legislation this week as a way to avoid hundreds of lawmakers gathering in the same place. But top House Republicans filed a lawsuit to try and stop those plans. The lawsuit says voting by proxy goes against the Constitution. At this point, it's not clear if the lawsuit will delay plans for lawmakers to actually work under the new rules, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did call the GOP action a sad stunt. Critics say it's part of an overall GOP plan to cause suspicion about Democrats. Either way, Republicans have also been fighting remote voting in elections around the country. For weeks, President Trump has been calling mail-in elections fraudulent, though he hasn't cited any specific cases or evidence. In fact, for the first time, Twitter added a fact-check warning on a couple of the president's tweets about this very subject. You can still see and read the tweets, but a label under the text has a link that says, quote, get the facts about mail-in ballots. If you click it, you'll see a fact-checking page with a summary of info and links to various news sources. A Twitter spokesperson said the president's tweets had potentially misleading information, and the label is meant to help provide context. Trump was not happy, though. He followed up by saying Twitter is interfering in the election and stifling free speech. The trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange reopened for the first time in 2 months, although there are some extra rules for social distancing. Still, investors cheered and stocks surged. The major U.S. indexes rebounded 30% since hitting a four-year low back in March. The Wall Street Journal says there are two big reasons for the comeback. First, U.S. states and other countries are starting to reopen, which could help the economy stabilize. And second, investors are hopeful about the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. We'll see. More news is coming up, but first I want to tell you about our sponsor this week, Function of Beauty. If you're like me, then you know the frustration of half-used bottles of shampoos and conditioners piling up in the bathroom because they aren't quite right for your hair. Well, no matter what your hair type is, Function of Beauty wants to help. That's because they're all about customized hair care. Yet Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle based on your hair type, styling preferences, and hair goals. Just take a short, simple quiz to get started. You can even choose what type of fragrance you want in your shampoo and conditioner and what color you want it to be. I personally got a light peach fragrance and I went with dye-free, so it's just white in the bottle. And it's great, but you get to choose. To get started and get a special discount, just go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and then save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know that we sent you and get the deal. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Boeing and Airbus are trying to figure out how COVID-19 might spread throughout jetliners. The Wall Street Journal reports the two companies partnered with engineers and medical experts to better understand how the virus moves throughout the cabin and then find ways to stop it. The research is still in progress, but it seems the companies are trying to get ahead. They're already considering new cleaning methods, like using disinfectant that can last for 5 days, or an ultraviolet light that kills the virus. And keep in mind, this would be on top of the steps major airlines are already taking, like requiring face coverings, blocking out seats for social distancing, and additional cleaning. Airlines have a lot at stake, since demand for flights has tanked. Right now, it's down nearly 90% compared to this time last year. By the way, Amtrak is having a rough time, too. The passenger train service is preparing to cut 20% of its workforce in the next fiscal year. It says ridership and ticket revenue have fallen 95% since the pandemic began. Apple is getting back on track. CNBC reports the tech giant is reopening about 100 more stores in 21 states this week. That means about half of its U.S. locations will be opened for business. It won't be like old times, though. Most of the stores will focus on curbside service, where people can pick up online orders or get Apple products repaired. Some will be available for walk-in customers, and at those, people will be given face masks to wear, and employees will deep clean the stores regularly. HBO Max is here. The new streaming service launches today, and it includes a ton of content, and not just from HBO. Think popular shows like Friends, The Big Bang Theory, and Rick and Morty. In all, HBO Max will give subscribers access to HBO's entire collection, as well as the Cartoon Network, DC Universe movies, and Warner Brothers titles. It's all owned by parent company AT&T. It's on the pricey side, though. The Verge reports at $15 a month, it's the most expensive streaming option out there right now. In fact, it's double the price of Disney Plus and triple the cost of Apple TV Plus. But to some, it'll be worth it since its library is packed with 10,000 hours of content and about 1,300 movies. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is publishing a new fairy tale, which is free to read online. It's called The Ichabog. The AP reports she actually wrote it for her children as a bedtime story more than a decade ago. It's set in an imaginary land and is said to address truth and abuse of power, all in a kid-friendly way, of course. The first two chapters are online now at theichabog.com. Daily installments will follow until July 10th. Later this year, the book will be published in print. Rowling says the money from that print version will go to help people affected by this pandemic. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how the government might actually pay people to go back to work. Though it's a big maybe. Forbes reports the Trump administration is thinking about pushing Congress to pass so-called back-to-work bonuses. To put it simply, it's a proposal meant to encourage unemployed people to go back to their old jobs or find new ones by giving them some extra cash only after they return to work. Fox News reports some lawmakers worry that laid-off workers won't go back to work since some may actually make more on unemployment than they would on the job. Remember, one of the relief bills boosted the amount of money people get from unemployment, though that increase is set to expire in July. So some Republican lawmakers are hoping the back-to-work bonus could replace that. However, some Democrats have pushed for expanding the unemployment program already in place. Expect a lot more debate on this. It's far from a done deal. Stay tuned. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just look in today's episode notes in your app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll catch you up on more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.